For all Americans, and for many worldwide, September 11th, 2001 was a day that changed the way we see the world. In four separate attacks by air, one on each of the two towers of the World Trade Center in New York City, one on the Pentagon, and one that was thwarted but resulted in a plane crash in rural Pennsylvania, almost 3,000 people lost their lives. In the dark days following the attack, many flocked to their places of worship to hear messages of hope, support, and optimism. On the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, when many Jews who are otherwise seldom seen in synagogue ordinarily return for one of their twice yearly visits, rabbis reported an even higher than usual attendance. The Jewish New Year began on the evening of September 17th, 2001, less than a week after the attacks, and before the smoke had cleared from the New York skyline. Even those rabbis who usually spend the slow weeks of summer writing their Rosh Hashanah sermons had to start over. They recognized that the world was no longer the same place, and the events had to be addressed in a significant way. Rabbis across the country and across the world discussed the terrorist attacks from the Bima throughout the High Holy Days of 5762. A sampling of these sermons, more than 100 of them, are preserved at the American Jewish Archives, obtained from a request sent out to members of the Central Conference of American Rabbis, the Reform Movement's rabbinic body, to submit sermons written in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. One of these sermons was written by Rabbi Jerome K. Davidson of Temple Beth El of Great Neck, New York. Rabbi Davidson served this congregation for almost 50 years, starting first in 1958 as assistant rabbi, and after a brief period at another congregation, returning to Beth El in the mid-1960s as the senior rabbi. He served in that position until becoming Rabbi Emeritus in 2007. In his role at the synagogue, some of the areas on which he focused were issues of social justice and inclusion, working for tolerance within and outside the Jewish community. Since his retirement, Rabbi Davidson has also served on the faculty of Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion in Manhattan. In his Rosh Hashanah evening sermon, Rabbi Davidson's message is both universal and personal. As a New York rabbi, the events of September 11th hit incredibly close to home. He references a local train station that still, a week later, had 67 cars which had not moved. He makes reference to the smell of the smoke even in Great Neck on Long Island. He mentions the temple members who escaped, the local firemen who did not. However, beyond the opening paragraphs of his sermon, he delivers an intensely universal message, one of hope and healing, the one that so many flocked to their synagogues to find. While he does mention the problems that were exposed with this attack, anti-Semitism, xenophobia, and of course, the staggering loss of life and sense of security, the overall message is one of optimism. Rabbi Davidson reminded his congregation that they would not feel their deaths had meaning if we lost our faith in America. He seeks to, quote, protect the diversity of this nation by using this tragic event as a base from which to build a better country. He delivers a message of belonging, belonging of Jews, belonging of immigrants, belonging of all minorities, in a country shattered by fear and terror. Rabbi Davidson reminds his congregation that it is important for all those who died to have not done so in vain, and he says, healing will begin when we give their deaths meaning. Rabbi Davidson closes his sermon with suggestions about how to give such meaning to so many thousands of deaths. Acceptance and tolerance, kindness and caring, bravery and courage, family and love, a flag, a song, a spirit that is America.